Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for a really, really interesting, maybe to some people, the citizens of San Francisco may be a bit controversial. Got Jim McKinney on the line with us right now. Jimmy called me this morning and mentioned the fact that school names have been changed in San Francisco. Any school name that, in the opinion of the school board, is racist in tone, that name will be changed. Chinese phrases in the country are no longer to be able to be used. I don't get what's going on. Freedom of speech, Jimmy, I don't understand. You got an opinion?
Yeah, I can't believe what San Francisco has done. They have outlawed Abraham Lincoln School. They've outlawed Washington High School, Lincoln and Washington High Schools. They changed the name of the Dianne Feinstein Elementary School. And they did it because one time when she was mayor of San Francisco, after somebody burned down a Confederate flag, she replaced him. They were display in the city hall or something like that. And because of that, they one of the most progressive and liberal leaders in California's history, and a senator for the state, they changed the name of her school. This is unbelievable. What we're seeing right now is almost comical. You couldn't have written this into a Simpsons script and people believe it 10 years ago, and now we're living it.
You know, I got to tell you, Jimmy, you say that people wouldn't have believed it 10 years ago. Of course not. You know, I was chatting with someone I ran into yesterday when I was out for one of my walks, and I was talking about, would you have believed 40 years ago or 30 years ago the state of our society today? I simply do not understand it. And I would like to hear, and I know it isn't out yet, but I would like to hear how the African American population feels about this. How can you possibly ban the name of Lincoln High School in a city, in any city for that matter? The Emancipation Proclamation, that was Abraham Lincoln. What is the logic? I don't get it. The only logic can be that the government wants to have an unbelievable amount of control over the citizens living in this country.
I think that the handful of people that are really loud and very vocal, excuse me, about these types of issues have dominated the discussion and the dialogue at this point. And they are, in order to protect themselves, they've got to silence everybody else. And they've got the power to do it. And I just can't believe, you know, the media is facilitating it. The media is supported by corporate leaders that want power and they want money. And they want money by investing in China. So Chinese are laughing. People are laughing as we destroy ourselves culturally and erase our history. Like the Soviets used to do, and like the Chinese do now. So yeah, the social credit score is coming. Your reputation score, if you look on some of these search engines on the internet, that'll come up with your name and they'll give you a reputation score. In order to silence people and to shame them into compliance, into these ideological, unbelievably ideological, pigeonholed, narrow-minded views of the world. Paul Revere, American Revolution patriot, K-8 school, name changed. The Alamo Elementary School, name changed. You know, come on. This is out of control.
The Alamo Elementary School, yeah, all the Mexicans did was kill everybody there. It's pretty racist to change the name of that school, I would have to say. What I also find interesting is the new book that came out about Donald Trump that claimed that he has been groomed by the KGB, that he was saved from financial ruin with Russian money so that they could continue to use him in the future. Makes no sense. I mean, Vladimir Putin has to be absolutely laughing his head off right now.
Well, to think that people are actually believing this stuff is unbelievable to me. I mean, I cannot understand. A guy that has said the same thing since the 1980s about what was happening with America and, you know, what he was afraid of being things being shipped overseas and the way that we're military industrial complex has controlled the direction and the financial direction of the nation with the Fed, you know, these same types of things that he's been consistent with. And somehow people believe this crap that is written out there of Russian influence and infiltration. It's so unbelievable and so ridiculous and so inconsistent and so without merit and no justification at all. And people still believe it because they want to believe anything, because we've got a bunch of people in America right now that are just actually blinded by media control. It is the biggest psychological operation in human history. You combine it with the COVID lockdowns, you combine it with, you know, the Russian collusion narrative, you combine it with the, oh yeah, don't bother to, you know, check the signatures on ballots, but, you know, ballots are, they all are counted. You know, this is... I don't understand how Americans can actually live with this and then watch our history being erased.
Jimmy, I want you to do me a favor. I know you're in a hurry right now. I would like to do something later on today with you. I have a specific subject in mind, and that subject is, in terms of the media, the Wall Street Journal is very definitely not putting out the New York, they're not buying the New York Times story. I have been reading the Wall Street Journal along with our buddy Alan Williams religiously for quite some time now, and I have paid special attention the last few days to the articles, and I have to say, the Journal, since the election, has not been in any way, shape, or form condescending to the New York Times, and I'd like to bring out examples later on today. The snowstorm that we have going on outside right now may hamper your work on the home that you're building, and if it does, in fact, I plan to spend the rest of the day today giving examples from the Wall Street Journal which are contradictory to what we're seeing on Drudge, to what we're seeing in the New York Times, and to what we are also seeing, not necessarily the Seattle Times. I've also been reading that. I have an article for you that explains in the Seattle Times exactly how Fauci, now that would add, that article actually originated in the New York Times. Fauci was not what I would call critical towards the former president in that article. I find it to be absolutely amazing, being in the COVID situation and being very high risk. The medical folks here in our neighborhood, Jimmy, are in Bellingham, are actually saying, if you don't want to take the medication, don't do it. If you want to do it, we'll give it to you, but we're not necessarily recommending it. I had an example yesterday with a medical person at the cardiology clinic. I asked her what she felt about the COVID medication, and she said purely and simply, I have to take it to keep my job. I said, did you have any side effects? And she said, yep, I got sicker than a dog with the first shot and with the second shot. I'm not really sure that I would recommend it. This was a medical authority working for Peace Health who said that. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting. And I personally, you know, I don't intend to take it because I just don't think that the virus is that much of a threat. If you're over 70 years old and you're concerned about it, I think, you know, there's probably enough justification to take it if you want. I'm certainly glad that people aren't being forced at this point. I'm not sure that won't happen with pressure from Big Pharma and from Bill Gates and through the Biden administration. And it's not Joe Biden, because Joe Biden's no longer doing anything. He's just basically a puppet.
Jimmy, I think that's more of an opinion than a fact. Elaborate on what I just said, would you?
Yeah, it is opinion. But what you said about the virus taking it, yeah, I just think that, again, it's our choice. It should be our choice whether or not we take.
Right.
It's not something that should be forced upon us. It's a coronavirus is a cold virus, and they're everywhere, and it's mutating, as I've said for months. And it looks like the death rate is similar to what happens to somebody with the flu. I mean, all the numbers are coming back to, hey, if you're elderly, like any other virus, you need to be careful. And if there's an option to protect you, that makes sense. I agree with that. Factually, the numbers, in my view, do not justify forcing anybody under the age of 50 to take it. It actually doesn't justify ever any forcing anybody to take anything. I just don't think we should be doing that as a society, as a free society.
Jimmy, you're getting short on time, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do, you guys. Big Al's going to be back this afternoon giving you examples out of the Wall Street Journal showing that the paper does not appear to be following the, I guess I would have to say, the philosophy, the writing of the New York Times, but we'll see. Jim, if you get your work done, I'd love to have you come back. Thanks, bud.